All this week, we have been exploring eating disorders like anorexia. In our final part of this series this morning, WTOP's Jenny Glick looks at what it's like to overcome the illness and how insurance coverage can become a second battleground in the disease.
When I lose 10 pounds and then lose 5...
Jenny Schaefer sings about her battle with anorexia. The best-selling author of the book Life Without Ed says the negative self-talk we all may experience from time to time becomes loud and obsessive for people with eating disorders. Through therapy, she challenged that negative self-talk by thinking of it as an enemy named Ed.
And Ed said, "Why are you here? You're wasting your time. You need me. I am you." My therapist helped me to see that that voice was a lie.
Jenny encourages people with eating disorders to reach out and get expert help. But getting expert help can be expensive, ranging from up to $100,000 a year for outpatient treatment to up to $1,500 a night for inpatient residential stays. Attorney Lisa Cantor with the firm Cantor & Cantor says some of her clients have mortgaged their homes and cashed in their life savings after insurance cut off their child.
Over the last 10 years, boy, I probably represented close to 1,000 patients. Some of my clients have died because they didn't get the care that they needed.
Catherine Donaldson is with America's Health Insurance Plans, the largest advocacy organization representing health insurance companies nationwide. She says insurance providers recognize eating disorders are serious and can be life-threatening, but she says there are some systematic barriers to mental health care.
We need more mental health specialists and mental health specialists that are willing to be in health plan networks. We need to ensure that doctors can work together. We need reliable, consistent ways to measure quality.
Kendall Baker, who finally overcame anorexia after a 10-year battle only to lose her best friend Katie to anorexia last year, is an advocate of insurance reform.
I don't think there's really anybody, not that I know, that can afford it out of pocket.
She says it took a team of experts to help her turn away from destructive self-talk.
There are other voices now, and that critical eating disorder voice is no longer the most important.
Jenny Glick, WTOP News.